Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, good evening. Happy Sunday. Happy June 2022. This is Charmaine Lankford. I always get so excited when I see that on air, live, red pop-up sign that comes on when I go live on the air. I feel like I'm at a radio studio. You know what I mean? Like I'm the female Donnie Simpson, baby. How y'all doing this evening? I'm so glad to be back. It has been so much going on. So much has been going on. Thank God for another day. That's the first thing I want to say. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Even when I take a nap, I thank God for another day, guys. This show is called Getting Stuff Off My Chest, and it's going to be 45 minutes. I have a feeling that I'm going to take up the entire 45 minutes because I got a couple of things I want to talk about. And because this is my show, I can say what I want to say on here. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have anybody standing around me, hovering over me. I'm afraid to talk. This is my shit right here. I'm going to say what I want to say on here. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen, okay? I'm not going to bite my tongue tonight. There's some things that I'm heated about. I'm going to try to calm down as I go along. But, again, it's my show, and I can say what I want to say on here. But not trying to be a hypocrite by saying thank God for another day, because I do. I thank God I'm awake this morning. But there's so many negative entities going on until I just had to come on here and plus, I didn't want my host ID to start fading off. You have to stay live on the air when you are a podcast host. The ID doesn't disappear, but it's just best to stay fresh, if you know what I mean. Okay, so let me get right into the show. I wrote a list of things down that I want to get off my chest. First and foremost, my condolences, like, to the level of my core, and my prayers go out to the families of those babies and those teachers killed in Texas recently. Y'all, I cried like it was a relative. You don't have to know somebody to feel sympathy for them. I cried like those babies were my babies. How low can you go? I don't give a damn how depressed you are, how much you were bullied. You don't go into school. And unfortunately, this has happened too many times. You don't go into school and kill little children. And the teachers were trying to shield them. I cried like, it. I mean, I was done. And there's no words that you can offer to a loved one when this happened. I mean, you got to identify your baby. You got to go to a funeral home and identify your baby. And cheers to, there's a man who was personalizing the caskets for the children, like with superhero designs. God bless you, sir. That's just a little bit of, comfort for the families. But if I had to walk into a funeral home and my child was in it, it would be two funerals. I couldn't make it. Matter of fact, one of the teachers who passed away, her husband, well, not passed away, she got murdered. Her husband died 2 days later of heartache. If y'all don't know, heartache is real. Heartache should be listed as a disease, as an ailment, because it can kill you. And I'm going to give you two quick examples. I remember I have a little cousin who passed away. He was murdered. That's my cousin Melvin's son. And his mom, Joanne, loved her children. She had two children. And her brother is in a local go-go band. He's a leader, and he was also on an HBO series. So he's related to me by, I guess, baby's mother type of blood. But her son got killed. He was at the show to see his uncle, and somebody came out just guns blazing and killed my cousin. He was 17 years old, y'all, minding his business. Do you know that that woman grieved herself to death, his mom? After he died, he was her everything. That was her baby. That's her baby. She grieved herself to death. She stopped eating. She stopped taking her medicine. She just withered away, and within no time after he died, she died. Heartache is real. I know what it's like. I remember when the man who devastated me, I actually physically felt my heart drop. I'll never forget when a woman messaged me on Facebook looking like James Brown. If you're going to cheat on me, at least cheat up. Don't cheat on me with no chick that looked like James Brown. Are you serious? I'm not no Beyonce, but I don't look like no damn James Brown either. She got the nerve to message me and get all this drama started about this guy and blah, 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 and he's cheating on you, and he been my man for 9 years and whatever. I said, well, if he your man, he cheating on you because me and him been together strong for 2 years. So it was real funky, but I remember that day it happened early in the morning, and I was on my way to work. I remember sitting on my bed, and my heart felt like it dropped 5 or 6 inches down almost to my stomach. That was what you call heartache. I was shocked. The first thing I felt was, how could he do this to me? He lied to me. He told me I was the only one. He said he was busy. That's why he stopped coming to visit me. That dude had 5, 6, 7 other women. And it hit me. But that was my karma because I had done something to my ex-husband, and I own up to that. But when it hits you, it's hard. Karma is hard, but heartache is the absolute worst. Y'all, I couldn't go to work. I called my boss. I said, I'll be in around 1. I made it to work around 1:30. I do not remember for the life of me how I got to work and what I did that day. My heart was broken because I had trusted this man, and he was older than me. He was in his 50s and I was in my 40s. That was right after my brother died. And so whomever I was dealing with around that time, it was like a blur because I was mourning my brother, and it seems like I was reaching out to men who I really would not have had anything to do with if I wasn't, you know, filling that void. But long story short, heartache is real. It's real. When somebody, you know, suffers a loss, check on them. Check on them, because when your heart is broken, it ain't no Tylenol that can fix that. So I'll circle back around and say that my prayers and condolences to the maximum are with those families, okay? I'm going to switch things up around here. I'm going to take my calls. Got a couple people in the line. I'm going to take my calls, and then I'm going to come back and finish my show. I'm going to finish my portion. Let's get the first person on the line. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Keeping It Real with Charmaine. How are you doing?
I'm doing so wonderful. How are you, Miss Charmaine?
I could be better, but I'm great, to be honest. Just getting some stuff off my chest about these murderers and scammers and trolls online. But what are you getting off your chest today, ma'am?
Okay, so for everybody to know, my name is Miss Manny, and I'm calling from North Carolina. And what really grinds my gears is these killings, all these black men dying left and right. It's so much going on in this community we live in. So I just want to take the time to reach out to the Miller family in Washington, D.C., a man in his 40s named Cedric Miller, and he's from Northeast, and he was walking his granddaughter to preschool, I believe, and he was on the 2300 block of 18th Street Northeast, and he got shot right there with his 5-year-old niece and his 3-year-old nephew. And I want to reach out to them to let them know my prayers, because I really don't understand why people can trigger people at any time of day. And that's just not right.
You know, I thank you for calling in. I have stopped watching the news, so I wasn't aware of this. And, oh, my God, when did this happen?
Yes, honey, this happened around March 4th. At 9:35 p.m., and it hasn't been on the news publicly, but it has been illustrated in the article. And it just seems very unfair that most of these African-American deaths is just basically article official.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. they
just
don't,
not right.
A lot of us, it's not right. All lives matter. Black lives matter. If a black man gets killed, he shouldn't have to be a rapper or a celebrity for it to make the news, because all lives do matter. Like, I did a show about a rapper called Gunu who was buried standing up at the Bliss Club. I mean, God bless him, but every other man on the street deserves, you know, at least acknowledgement. So I definitely get your frustration with that. And you know what, the kids that were with him, I know they have to, that's mental anguish for the rest of your life.
Right. It's so
what
much.
What else you want to get off your chest?
Okay, this is the last one. This is my pet peeve, honestly. It's for mostly for all the new fathers out there. It just makes me very upset emotionally and spiritually that when you have your own children, even if you're not taking care of them or not, you should always be on your P's and Q's with your children. And it just makes me upset when you're on time, you're never around far as any opportunity of your child slips and he bruises the knee. It's never a time where you got to take your child to the emergency room. Now, I understand most of these men out here don't believe in the emergency room. But when it comes to your children, it's a mandatory option. And it just makes me upset personally that some of these men out here don't want to take initiative or responsibilities for their children.
I get you. Yeah, every scrape or bump or bruise or injury deserves, if not complete medical attention, at least acknowledgement, because you can slip and fall and get a bump on your head and you can die and have, you know, you can die. Little kids, it happens every day. So I totally get you. And there's no such thing as going to the doctor too much. Yeah, I know I was just here with little Johnny last week, but something else happened. Well, that's a good parent right there. So I totally get you, and I really appreciate you calling in. I appreciate that, sweetheart. And my condolences go out to Mr. Miller, who lost his life in front of his babies. That's horrible.
Yes, he was just walking in the daycare. It don't make no sense. But all families out there that's going through deaths and all of a sudden worries, just where you're not alone out here. You're not. And all praises go to the Miller family.
Amen. So you said he was taking them to school in the daytime, or they got him at nighttime?
They got him in the daytime.
In the daytime, okay, because you said p.m. It's a.m. Wow.
At 8 a.m., they said that the shooter walked up, in the article, the shooter walked up and blazed. Thank God the kids wasn't hit. There was 19 bullets found in his body.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Was he having a beef with anybody? Was it just random?
It says he was not affiliated with no gangs. He lived with his mother that was 75 years old. And his grandchildren came on the week of his guardianship. Basically being taken care of. And one day it was somebody who was very ignorant out the blue wanted to kill somebody of a lookalike. Now, we all African-American people out here look alike like somebody. But you have to clarify instead of traumatize these people out here.
That's right. Well, I'm one of a kind. You got to be a – you. I don't think I have – well, I think somebody told me there was somebody at the recent cannabis festival that looked like me, but that's the first time I've heard it. And I made a video on Facebook. I said, this was not pre-recorded. I am not at the weed festival. I do not smoke or drink. No. So whoever that is that looked like me, it's not me. But I heard that she looked just like me. That's a shock, because very few people look exactly like me. I'm very unique. So,
yeah
but my condolences go out to him, honey. And thank you for calling in from North Carolina.
No problem, honey. You have a blessed and safe evening. And always remember, your family comes first and the haters come last.
That's right. I ain't thinking about them. We're going to talk about them in a second. But thank you for calling in.
You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Remember this? I'm thinking about a movie called She-Devil. Your voice sounds like a woman that was it Roseanne Barr?
My.
Yeah.
I remember that movie. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I remember the scene when the lady got into her office and she did a fake
mm-hmm.
little accent voice. I'm like, you better.
She said, you want a male? She said, would you want a man or a woman?
A woman. I'm like, hold on. She said, you like a man or a woman? I'm like, wait a second. It got me right there. All right, take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye, honey. Oh, goodness. That really made my day. Not about the gentleman that got killed, but just having somebody call in and lift my spirits up a little bit. But back to what I was saying, guys, about getting stuff off my chest. Miss Minnie was right about that. How some people just come in with guns blazing. They're bitter. They're mad. They're mad. They're miserable at their own life. They don't like your shine, your glow. You trying to mind your business and build yourself up, and they're sitting back hating. When I say hating, I mean hate your guts hating. I'm going to talk about that in a couple of minutes because I have a couple of trolls that I'm dealing with. But let me go back down my list because I actually wrote the show out, and I'm trying to keep track of things. Okay, let me talk about myself right quick, real quick, real quick, real quick. I'm doing fine, healing a lot better. I've actually gone out about 3 times. Outside of the house with no cane, so I'm getting stronger bit by bit. I believe I will be on target. August is my official 1 year since the second surgery I had, which is supposed to have me back at a baseline of so-called normal. So prayers, y'all don't know, I be working out though. I work out like I'm working out for the Olympics, but just keep me in prayer for complete recovery, because I do want to participate. Matter of fact, I am participating in my first 5K in September. I don't care if I'm the last one coming across the finish line. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to put my heart into it, and I can't wait. So I'm doing well, about to go back to work. Got a wonderful IT management position in an agency that my mom worked for 25 years. So there you go, about a full circle. Excited to go there and do well. I'm working on my full figured, and I mean full figured, up to size 6X plus size female retail site website. Very reasonable prices. I'm gonna hook the big girls up because I remember what it was like when I was 500 plus pounds and I couldn't find any clothes. I had to resort to wearing men's 5 and 6X jogging pants and moccasins for men in a size 13. I was big as hell. I was just fat. Ain't no way to clean it up. I was just rolls and fat and rolls and fat, and I wanted to be cute, but I couldn't because I couldn't fit no clothes. And when I could fit clothes, they were so expensive. My mom would go to this store called Sims. It's closed down now, but they would go up to size 32. And sometimes she would go up there and try to find me dresses, and they wouldn't fit. I was just fat. That's why I'm so much into my health now. I never want to live that life again. But anyway, stay tuned. I already set up a group on Facebook, and I'm going to be catering to women up to size 6X, and they're going to look good, okay? So I'm working on that and trying to stay positive. But I wanted to do this show for a couple of reasons, getting things off my chest. I'm going to talk about something that happened yesterday first, and it's going to kind of lead up to something I want to get off my chest. I made a post on Facebook about a young man. I was standing nearby. We were out yesterday about to get the metro, and he was on the cell phone with a friend of his. could have been a brother, I'm not sure. Long story short, this guy was on his way to his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend's job to fight him, only because he was with the ex-girlfriend. And I put a post on Facebook that basically said, once you and a person are broken up, you have nothing to do with whom they are dealing with. Or if you and a person are in the process, if it has been legitimately communicated with you that you and that person are no longer an item and they're dating, you have nothing to do with it. It's going to hurt your feelings sometimes. Your ego may be bruised. You're going to be mad. But you don't go after the new person. They ain't got nothing to do with it. It's not their fault if their person's attracted to you. Maybe you was an asshole. Maybe you were a manipulator. Maybe you were a jerk. Maybe you got lazy. Maybe you were controlling. Maybe you stopped keeping yourself up. Maybe you were using them for their money. Maybe they just got sick of you and they want new. It's nothing wrong with moving on, but what is wrong is when you bring the new person in your drama. So the guy was on the phone, and whomever he was talking to, they were on speaker, and the friend was saying, man, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Montgomery County going to lock you up today. I live in Montgomery County, Maryland, right? He said, man, Montgomery County going to lock you up today, man. This guy was hell-bent. Nah, F that. I'm going up there. What he doing with her? Remember what I did for her? I did this for her mom. I did this for her kids. How is she going to do me like this? He wasn't understanding that it was not the new guy's fault. So he was on his way, and in his words, to yank him over the counter and beat his ass. I wish I had known the new guy's name and where he worked at. I would have called that job and said, hey, yo, so-and-so-and-so is on his way up there. You might want to call the police or warn your manager or something. He was like, it was almost smoke coming out of his nose. I bet he's in jail today. That dude was determined he was going to go up there and pull the new dude over the counter and fight him. And I want to get that off my chest. Like, you, the old and the new have nothing to do with each other. And like I said on Facebook yesterday, whomever I settle down with in the future, because right now I'm really single. Whomever I settle down with in the future, whomever my forever king is, you better tell your ex, if she one of them crazy kind, that Charmaine's not the one. I'm very nice. I will give you the shirt off my back. But when you go after my reputation and you try to slander my name or make up lies about me or do fake profiles on social media or go to my mutual friends or my friends and lie about me, I'm going to get your ass. You understand me? That's when you draw the line. That's the one thing I do not play about is my reputation. I'm the only Charmaine Langford in D.C. I look just like my mom. I can't do but so much. And plus, I got pride in myself. So while you sitting back hating and all day long creating fake profiles, trying to get to me, sending me messages, being a troll, trolling, don't you know I know how to point you out? I'm friends with some of the highest level cyber people in IT, and they have shown me the ropes. All I got to do is get a message from you, and I can tell what computer that you logging in from. I can take it right to your house. If you try to be slick and go to the library, I can always go to the library and find out who logged on at this time. So what I'm saying is you can't be slick with me. So stop what you're doing. I have a troll. I have a couple of them, but I have a definite troll who I am at the end of my rope with. Whatever your issue is, it's not with me. Fix yourself. Leave me alone. I don't bother nobody. I am one of the easygoing people you want to meet. But like I say, if you come after my reputation, or if you come after my family or my furry baby, you got hell to pay. My other side is not nice. She's a monster. I'm not a violent person. I'm not a violent person. But if you come in my territory because you have issues with yourself, we got a big problem, honey. So this is somewhat like a warning. If you're trolling my show, leave me alone. I'm 56 years old. I'm a grown woman. I'm not going to get no groaner. I'm not going to scrap with you on the ground. I'm not going to get my face scratched up. I'm going to definitely deal with you in a way that you don't want to be dealt with, okay? If it means taking you to court, suing you, nation of character, I will take it all the way to the end, but just leave me alone, okay? Just stop. I'm just, every day I'm tired of blocking fake profiles, fake friend requests, messages, deleting them, attachments. Leave me alone. Like, why are you so fixated on me? I'm just a regular person. That's it. Just a regular chick minding her business. So leave me alone. Gee whiz. On a positive note, congratulations to the third person this year who I have helped regain employment. One woman who lives across the country, hasn't worked in about 15 years. She was doing home health care. Honey, I took that resume of hers and did it up like a professional, which I am when it comes to writing resumes. She is now working. She's been at her new job about 3 weeks, and she loves it. When people call me crying, telling me, thank you, thank you, thank you, I could have never did this without you, that's my reward right there. You ain't got to pay me no whole bunch of money. You'll get a discount. I love helping people. It is my passion to sit down and take a resume with nothing on it and turn it into a masterpiece, to pull out your goals. What do you do on the side? What are your hobbies? Oh, I can put that on here. Oh, you didn't tell me you know how to do that. And I build that resume up, baby. If you come to me jobless, give me 2 weeks and you'll have a job. Okay, so congratulations to my third person this year in 2022 who has gotten a job through me. God used me. I'm not going to say I'm the reason why, but I was the vessel. Okay, let me think. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Is there anything else I want to talk about on here? I think that's all I want to talk about. I want to get that off my chest about the trolls. Oh, and watch out for the scammers, y'all. I get this email from Amazon.com saying, this was Saturday. No, this was Friday or Saturday, saying, here's a receipt for a TV you purchased for $124.99. I'm like, I ain't bought no TV from Amazon. So here you go, the trick. Call this customer support number if you have any questions. Call the number. Now, I do this for a living all day, every day, so I knew it was a scam, but I wanted to see how far this guy would go. I called the number. Thick Indian accent, all this noise in the background. So I knew it wasn't Amazon. So he goes to tell me that somebody has opened up a $4,500 line of credit in my name, and I have to stop what I'm doing right now and go purchase a card from either Target or Giant. It's a merchant block card. And listen to this. He gonna stay on the phone with me while I go to Target. Really, sir? But to be sure, I did call Amazon, and I canceled my Prime account, and I called both of my credit card companies that had the cards that I had stored on Amazon. I canceled those, and I have new cards coming out. They had hacked into my account for sure because he knew the last four digits of each of the card numbers as well as my address. Actually, he had a list of addresses. But the kicker was you can get a lift to your local Target and Amazon will cover it. I said, who the hell he think he talking to? I've been in IT 25 years. If he wasn't overseas, and I still might try to go back in, if I wasn't so busy, I would report it. I wish I could find his IP address. I'm definitely going to report it. But just be careful, guys. Be careful, be careful, be careful. Be careful. If you get an email from Amazon.com, check it carefully. They're not going to send you anything that you didn't purchase. They're not going to send you any type of receipt for something you didn't actually buy. I knew I hadn't bought no TV, and I knew that nobody opened up a $4,500 line of credit because I would have gotten an alert. I have credit monitoring alerts because I'm really like fanatical about my credit. And if somebody had opened up that, I would have known about it. But just be careful because they're so convincing. Had it been a senior or somebody who was underage, they would have fallen for it and talk about only take the two cards with you that that you use with Amazon, and we're going to you're going to give me the card numbers, and I'm going to connect them to the server and get a boy. I'm definitely going to turn them in, though. I'm definitely going to do that. Actually, when I get off of this show, I'm going to take time and slow down and report them to the FCC. But anyway, y'all, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to talk about trolls and scams and basically online trolls. Just leave me alone. Whatever you're going through, it, I ain't got nothing to do with it, period. Just leave me alone because I don't want to go there. I'm a very nice, compassionate, loving person. But again, if you go for my reputation, there are people who look up to me, people on TV that you see every day, y'all don't even know, who have my phone number. And they'll call me and say, hey, Char, you're in the fan base. What do you think about this? I'm going to run this by you first. And I never repeat it. I take it to my grave. People you see every day, I am in communication with them. So I don't play with my reputation. Okay? All right, y'all, I think I'm going to get off here for right now. I got some good shows coming up. I wanted to get back on here and keep my my profile fresh, my host ID fresh, my show fresh. Thank you for Miss Minnie from North Carolina who called in. That accent was just priceless. And again, I monitor my calls. I pretty much know in advance who's going to call in. I am the director of this show. I make sure you're not going to call in here and embarrass me on my show. You will not do that. You will not call my show and make an ass out of yourself because you're not embarrassing me. You're embarrassing yourself because what I'm going to do is call out your phone number on the air, okay? So save yourself the embarrassment. Just leave me alone. You know, fix yourself, fix your life, and leave Charmaine alone. Other than that, you guys, take care. Be safe. Be safe because there's some crazy, crazy, crazy people out here who do nothing but obsess on the next person who's trying to build themselves up, and they try to take you down. So be safe, guys. Take care. Thanks for all the listens. I'm almost at 4,100 now. Okay? Take care.